It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello and welcome to our Friday show. My name's Larry London. Glad to have you with us. Tuned in to Border Crossings. We're live from Studio 4 in downtown D.C. Lynn is in answering calls today. If you want to say hi to Lynn, 202-619-2077. So you can call our studio and let her take your requests and dedications. We'll begin today's hour-long request show with one for Abu Kamara, who wants me to play Stevie Wonder. He said, pick a Stevie Wonder song. So Vince picked Higher Ground here on Border Crossings. Crossing Stevie Wonder, Higher Ground. May 13th, Stevie celebrated his 68th birthday. That is a request from Abu Kamara here on Border Crossings. Now, if you look back at the body of Stevie Wonder's work, he has won 25 Grammy Awards. 25 he's won, not necessarily been nominated for, and had 30 top 10 hits in his career. Quite an illustrious career that began at age 11. Can you imagine 11 years old, he signed his first record contract with Motown? And a couple of years after that was at the top of the charts with Fingertips. And there's been no looking back for Stevie Wonder ever since he's been on his game. I'm Larry London. Thank you for joining us here on Border Crossings with requests and dedications. We are here. If you would like to check in with Lynn, give us a call, 202-619-2077 for requests and dedications for the next hour. My name's Larry London. You can also join us at facebook.com/VOA Larry London, which is our Facebook page, and make a request or dedication. Ngamiji Lamar is with us. and listening to Border Crossings today. So thank you very much for your message. Great to hear from you on facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Heard from a lot of different folks who have been writing in with requests and dedications. So thank you so much for supporting our Facebook page. Karuna Kantapal, Mesfinya Gezu, Oathmain, Belade, Salamawit, Walde, Salve, McElprime. Heard from those folks, Vincent Maloba, Seth Hakizimana, Zach Waku, Mary Buckman, Etienne Habu Mugisha. They've all checked in at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Camila Cabello's had a great start to a solo career. She was with Fifth Harmony and decided for whatever reason, and she doesn't want to discuss it anymore. When people ask her about leaving Fifth Harmony, she said, I don't want to talk about it anymore. She's moved on. But she's had a very successful career. She did record a song with Shawn Mendes. She recorded a song with Machine Gun Kelly and then released her own solo album earlier this year, Camila Cabello. Her latest hit is called Never Be the Same. She's opening right now on tour for Taylor Swift. They were just in Paris, France, Tuesday of this week for the tour stop there. And so she's got a cold. She tweeted out to her fans, I got a little cold. I'm feeling sick, but I'm trying my best to sing on the tour anyway. Here is the first song for Camila off of her solo album. It's a request from Dalal Hanna in Kuwait on 96.9 FM. This is Havana. Here's Camila Cabello here on Border Crossings.
Traffic jam, yeah. I was quick to pay that girl like Uncle Sam. He go, ayy, break it on me, ayy. Shout the craving on me, get the beating on me. She waited on me, yeah. Shout the caking on me, got the bacon on me. This is history in the making, homie. Point blank, close range, that beat. If it costs a million, that's me. I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey. Half of my heart.
Yeah.
Crossings, VOA.
Maybe one day I won't sing about you. I'll sing a song about someone new. But right here, right now, you are on my mind. And I think about you all the time. I'm sending a message to you, and I'm hoping that
Border Crossings and Sam Smith by request for Amadi Victory, who sent us in that request asking for a Sam Smith song called One Last Song. Sam Smith is on tour right now for his latest album, The Thrill of It All. He says he has found love. He's got a new romance in his life, somebody that he's been dating now for a while. The two of them are very happy together. And he said, so maybe my next album will be happier. Because my last two albums, he said, I was not really in love and I was feeling down and sad. And so my music was sad. And people start to get the impression that that's all I sing is sad songs. But he said, no, my next album should be a lot happier. His current album is called The Thrill of It All. And he gave us a big top five hit called Too Good at Goodbyes. Sam Smith, who also opened up in an interview where he spoke with Associated Press and talked about the fact that he's working hard on kicking his smoking habit. He smokes cigarettes. He wants to stop that. Drinking as well. Wants to cut back on the alcohol. He said he went to therapy for the first time in his life in the last year, and it seems to be helping. And also has a personal trainer, and he's lost a lot of weight. If you've seen Sam Smith recently, he's considerably lighter than he used to be. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. Thank you very much for joining us on our Friday adventure ahead of the weekend. I would like to say hello to a bunch of our affiliates around the world who broadcast this show every day, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart to the top of my headphones for carrying the program around the world. Ghana carries us on 98.1 FM. In Kenya, it's 107.5 FM. Rwanda has us on 104.3 FM. Kuwait, 96.9 FM. Bangladesh, Bangla Radio, 95.2 FM. And in Ethiopia, we've been broadcast loud and clear for a while now on Shagar FM 102.1. I got a message from a listener earlier in the week. This past Wednesday was a special day for Ethiopians. It was Martyrs' Day on Wednesday, which is a special occasion and marked the 81st anniversary of the Yakati 12 Martyrs' Day. So there you have it, a little bit of history. Yesterday, here in the United States, it was International Selfie Day. So we needed a day to take selfies. Like we don't do enough of that already. We needed a special day for selfies. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. Coming up next, I've got a request from Peter, who is listening to us most likely either two ways. He's either got us live on the internet from Seattle, Washington at voanews.com, where you can pick up our stream around the world, or he's listening to the Shagar FM app or website that are carrying this show as well from Ethiopia. So Peter in Seattle, Washington wants me to go back to the 70s. This is a big hit for a band known as Looking Glass, and this song's called Brandy. You're a fine girl. This is Border Crossings.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. The sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Open to
Border Crossings, and that is Rachel Platten with her primary fight song, theme song. Everybody knows her for that song. Brian Cabasso wanted to hear that song. That's also dedicated to Lexi Cal, as well as Remy, Queen Louie, Sishu Gurma, and Michelle Owu. And Rachel Platten was interviewed by People magazine. She said that the most embarrassing moment in her career came during the 2016 World Series, when she was supposed to sing the national anthem and forgot the words. She said her mind went blank. We've all had that happen, but not in front of a worldwide national audience during the biggest sporting event of the summer. All right, coming up next, a request from Ahmad Jalal. He listens in Iraq to Border Crossings. He said, hello from the Middle East. Would you please play Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee and Justin Bieber? This is called Despacito on Border Crossings. Over 5 billion views for this on YouTube, setting a world record for views. Let's enjoy.
In my direction, so thankful for that. It's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment slowly, slowly. You fit me, telling me love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah. Ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito. Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza, oye.
Oh yeah. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just wanna hear you screaming, ay bendito. I can go forever cuando esté contigo.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Que enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Hasta provocar tus gritos.
Despacito.
Requested music on VOA Border Crossings.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it make me feel like
Crossings. Don't stop. It's addictive. Don't stop till you get enough. And that's a request from Habiba, listening in Ethiopia to Border Crossings from Michael Jackson fans all around the world. And here's some news for Michael Jackson fans. Something good you'll be happy to hear. The Jackson Family Estate has endorsed a new musical inspired by the life of Michael Jackson. And it is being produced and created right now based on a book by two-time Pulitzer Prize winner Lynn Nottage, and being directed and choreographed by Tony Award winner Christopher Wheeldon. And it's slated for Broadway in 2020. So they're looking forward to a actual Michael Jackson authorized musical for Broadway in 2020. Great news. Here's something about Michael Jackson and his family. Not such good news. According to the Daily Mail in London, they did an interview with Jermaine Jackson. Jermaine claims that Joe Jackson, the dad of the family, is in very, very serious health condition. He's frail and, according to the magazine interview, doesn't have long left to live. However, in shocking news, the family, including Joe's wife, Catherine, have been banned from visiting their 88-year-old father. No one knew what was going on. We shouldn't have to beg and plead and argue to see our father, especially at a time like this. We've been hurting, but we were told nothing, and we were not allowed to see him. We were not even given information from the doctor. So he doesn't go on to say why or who's stopping them, because they're, you know, they're next of kin. They're children. They should be allowed, but I don't know. Don't know what's going on, but that's the story in the London Daily Mail. Coming up next, we've got a request from Charles Loco. But before we get to that request, I wanted to bring in Alexandra Miller. Allie's been an intern working here for the summer. And she recently was out in Delaware for the Firefly Music Festival. And she wants to file this report right here on Border Crossings.
Veronica and I had the chance to venture out from the VOA studios to spend a hot summer day in the woodlands of Dover, Delaware, at the 6th annual Firefly Music Festival. Joining us were over 60,000 music fans who gathered for the chance to see world-class performances from nearly 100 musical acts. I had the opportunity to sit down with Lucy Dacus, a 23-year-old singer-songwriter from Richmond, Virginia, whose confessional brand of understated rock is equal parts personal and universal, using her music to process and confront the best and worst of what life has to offer. Lucy is currently touring with her critically acclaimed second album, Historian, released in March of this year on Matador Records. I asked Lucy what she would most want our Border Crossings listeners who are new to her music to know.
I guess I'd like people to know that I don't view my music as sad, you know? Some people are like, oh, your music's so sad. A lot of the music is about difficult content. I mean, there's a song about my grandma dying. There's a song, there's a breakup song. There's, there is only one breakup song. That's another good fact. You know, like identity crises, things like that. Yeah. But I write as a way to understand myself and find hope, and like think through those things and come out of them. And I think all the songs have a morsel of a sign of an exit. And when people just say it's so sad, I'm like, well, I'm sorry that it didn't function for you the way I wish that it did. Sad music has an incredible function, but I think our music is more like sad than some.
If not, then I'll be the biggest fan.
Border Crossings, and that is Lucy Dacus. Lucy Dacus, who spoke with Alexandra Miller recently at the Firefly Music Festival. Thank you very much, Alexandra Miller, for filing that report. Lucy Dacus, great singer, and she's a star on the rise. I'm Larry London. Here on Border Crossings, we get back to the request. Charles Loco's been waiting. Here's his song by request for all of his friends who are tuned in. This is a song that's called Romancia, and it's by J.T. Taylor. For Charles Loco on Border Crossings.
There she was, a vision of beauty, dark as a midnight sky. When she turned and looked at me, I was frozen by the look in her eyes. It was love at first sight, so we danced through the night. And I'll never be the same, no. Was it too good to be true? Loving me, loving you, or just another beautiful name? A beautiful name. Yeah.
Border Crossings and Alessia Caro, whose real name is Alessia Caracciolo. She's Italian, born in Ontario, Canada, 22 years ago. July 11th is her birthday. And that is a big request from our listeners in Nigeria. Esther Anthony said, play Wild Things by Alessia Cara. I really like her. She's been on my show a couple of times. Very talented songwriter, singer. And she just released a brand new song this week. Her new song is called Growing Pains. Her first album is Mr. Know-It-All, which is where Wild Things and a number of other songs are. Here was the very first big hit for her a couple of years ago. So finally, the long-awaited second album is probably not too far away from right now. The new song is Growing Pains, and usually you put out a single, couple singles, you make it interesting and exciting, you get people familiar with the new album, and then you release the album and go out on tour. That's the procedure normally, so I assume we'll be hearing more from Alessia Cara in the days and weeks ahead. Thank you very much for that request here on Border Crossings. Esther, we're glad you're with us. My name is Larry London. You can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and check things out there online. You can also call 202-619-2077. Lynn will take your request and dedication while she's here for the hour. And if you want to email, you can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And this past week, Charlie Puth was a part of a big music festival called KT Euphoria, sponsored by a radio station, which is located in New York. And they had a big festival of sorts with many acts, Neo, Enrique Iglesias, Sting and Shaggy, Pitbull. Charlie Puth was one of the acts to perform there. Charlie is going on tour in just a matter of weeks with a very talented young lady who's a popular singer. You've seen her in films and you know, Hailee Steinfeld. She's going to be in the Bumblebee film. She's been in Pitch Perfect 2 and 3. So she's going out on the road. Obviously, she's going to be promoting a new album. That's what she's going to be doing with Charlie, whose new album is called Voice Notes. Here's a request for Charlie Puth for Na Norker, listening to 98.1 FM in Ghana. And this song from Charlie Puth features Kehlani. It's called Done For Me here on Border Crossings.
Yeah. What you thinking? You think that you could be better off with somebody new? No.
Tell me what you've done for me.
Crossing's Charlie Puth, who took his very first paycheck and went out and bought himself a solid gold Rolex watch. And he's gotten quite a few paychecks since, and his music has sold many more copies. Of course, it was Nine Track Mind was the debut album. Now he's got voice notes out. So now he made enough money to go buy himself a house in Beverly Hills, California for $9 million. So he is definitely on the right track. And he's letting his hair grow long. He's kind of going for a different hairstyle, different look than he had when he first came out. But he's having a lot of fun. He calls himself a nerd. He says he creates music at home on his laptop, and he's very nerdy about it. Very precise and very anal. But that is a song with Kehlani, his latest. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. Thanks for all the requests and dedications. I want to thank you for tuning in to our program, and we will be back next week with more requests and dedications on Border Crossings. I want to thank Thomas, who is our tech today, our engineer behind the scenes. We've got Vince, our director, Lynn, who's been our producer intern today as well. So thank you for all your help, and thank you for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll catch you on Monday right here on the VOA 1 Music Network.
On Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.